Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
1 Kings chapter 1 records the events leading up to Solomon's dramatic journey to kingship. The story begins with a somewhat awkward record of how they kept King David warm in his old age. They commissioned a young woman who was considered most beautiful to hold David and increase his body heat. Having done some cold weather mountain training, this is a very effective way to increase body heat. And I suppose King David really didn't want to lay in the arms of his old war buddies. That said, it's really important to note that the Bible makes it clear that David viewed the woman as someone in service to the king, and he did not take advantage of her in an inappropriate way. But this sets the stage for some important character lessons throughout the whole chapter. See, one of David's sons, Adonijah, who would be Solomon's half-brother, saw his opportunity to rise to power, as David was considerably weak. So Adonijah assumes the sale, essentially commits a soft coup, gets some prominent people behind him, and throws a celebration announcing he will be king. The context of the passage makes it seem like that for some time, Adonijah had some pretty high ambitions. Through a series of events, David finds out about the problem through Bathsheba and the prophet Nathan. David immediately makes Solomon king and then gives Solomon some instructions on integrity and leadership. Solomon goes on a cleansing mission and kills several betrayers. He let Adonijah live as long as he agreed to behave. Well, Adonijah starts scheming again, and Solomon eventually kills him. There are so many lessons in 1 Kings 1, and I recommend you take some time to study that passage. But what stands out to me is David and Solomon's uncompromising commitment to protecting what is right and what is true. Solomon gave evil and its intentions no quarter in his household. He was intolerant of that which would harm what God had called him to do. Even his own mother could not convince him to compromise one bit. He cut out the bad apples and didn't look back. You know, I have to wonder if many issues the church faces today are because men in leadership have compromised or have been unwilling to stand without compromise in the midst of internal attacks on truth and righteousness. Truth divides. It separates right from wrong and righteousness from error. I've said it before that no amount of piety or nice-sounding lingo can justify for unbiblical error. Too often, we are unwilling to call out gross error and or sin from within our own ranks. We're unwilling to cut out, and I mean figuratively, of course, those whom would do us harm, and we somehow think that our niceties and calls for unity will somehow squelch the wolves among us. It's time for men of God to stand like Solomon and do what is right for the kingdom of God. I'm pretty sure this is what Paul meant when he told leaders to be strong and act like men.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.